This is episode 1160. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week so you can really master a particular quality in your life. So how are you doing today? If you've been following along with the daily meditations, you know we're exploring a unique theme this week, and that is storms. Thus, the storm music. Although I'm going to give you a little break from playing storm music all week long. In today's episode, you're going to discover a meditation technique to help you balance your emotions, to give yourself emotional stability. When you're in the midst of your own life storms, you feel your emotions fluctuate. And not only do you bounce around through different emotions to where you feel you have no control, but your emotions can become pretty powerful, just as weather becomes in a storm. So people describe their difficult emotions as stormy or dark. And you often feel as though you don't have many choices because you may feel as though things are happening to you and you don't have much control. But if you slow down, just as you are, as you're sitting here getting ready to meditate, and think about what you do have control over. And this sense of control or having choices makes you feel safe. And that's mostly what we want to feel when we're in a storm. We want to feel safe. We want to seek shelter. So think about what makes you feel safe and how you can seek shelter for yourself. Now, you may feel safe when you think about, well, you may be going through a difficult time in a relationship, but you have a job you really enjoy. Or maybe your job isn't going so well, but you have relationships that are enriching your life tremendously. So think of what makes you feel secure and safe in your life. And then think of the choices you have. For example, if relationships aren't going so well, you could think about how you could foster and nurture other relationships, or how you could develop a new skill if, for example, your job is not going so well and you feel as though you don't have a lot of choices in your employment opportunities. So do what you can with what's right in front of you when you think about feeling safe and creating choices for yourself. This is going to help you to feel as though you have more stability, and you're going to feel more emotional stability as well. So every single Wednesday, for a Wednesday's episode. This is for a Wednesday's episode, although you can listen to these episodes in any sequence you want. I always share a mudra. Now, a mudra is simply a way you position your hands, and that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. It's very similar to how yoga works. In fact, mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. And you may be familiar with acupressure, so it's the same concept. These are great to do while you meditate. They keep your meditations dynamic. And when I prefer doing mudras, actually, is throughout the day when I'm not meditating. They help to keep me focused. So I'm going to share with you the Prithvi Mudra, and it's a mudra that will help you feel grounded. It's a simple mudra to do, but I always leave a photo of the mudra over at my Facebook page. My Facebook page is called Sip and Om. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, Om, O-M, Sip and Om. There you can see a photo of me holding my hand in this Prithvi Mudra. So this mudra helps you to feel psychologically stronger. It helps you to feel connected to your true inner nature and to feel more grounded. So to do it, you're going to touch the tips of your thumb and your ring finger together. Your other fingers will just be gently, not in a forced way, gently extended outward. And some of your fingers may be more flexible than others, so just make sure your hands and fingers feel comfortable as you do the mudra. Again, touch the tip of your thumb and your ring finger together, and just extend your other fingers outward. You're going to do this with both hands. Now you can do this 3 times a day for up to 15 minutes at a sitting. I hold mudras just until I'm still enjoying their effects, and then I release them. It's very similar to how I share meditation. You always meditate to the point where you could go a little bit longer and then end your meditation there. Always end it on a high note. So there's your technique for today, the Prithvi Mudra. As you hold it, focusing on how you can feel more grounded to have this emotional stability when you think of choices that are right in front of you always, even though you may feel as though your choices are limited. Think of choices you do have, and think of what makes you feel safe. If you want to be guided in full half-hour guided meditations with visualizations, or I share all these techniques, you can break off at the 15-minute point if you want. That is at a subscription meditation site I have at my website, which is at sipandom.com, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M.com. And along with the daily meditations, you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, and you get a journal for each week's series, as well as a guide with all of these techniques listed for you for each week's series. So you can just glance at the guide and know what the techniques will do for you. And now, settle yourself in and do today's Prithvi Mudra and focus on what helps you to feel safe and choices you have. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.